RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a Wednesday.
Halfway through the week.
I know. And it's great because we get to hear songs that are a little older, but also OPM Riot.
Yes, that happens from 8 to around 10. No, 9.
7 to 9.
7 to 9. 7 to 9.
There you go. 7 to 9.
What am I thinking here? I'm a little bit too... It's a little too early for me. 7 to 9. 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes.
There you go.
So, but it will be repeated, you know, in the evening, 7 to 9 as well.
So 7 to 9 in the morning and 7 to 9 in the evening.
Right.
That's with us. And I think Gail...
Of course.
...is in the evening. So, so you can request your favorite OPM Riot songs.
That's going to be amazing.
Ones you were listening to in high school.
Exactly.
Or in the womb.
Like in my case.
If that applies to you. Like Chico.
I know, right?
Yes.
These are like my high school jams.
Exactly.
You know?
Like... Chico's mother was playing it to him in the womb.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why he came out like he is now.
I know, right? I mean, I guess that's why I look like Olivia Rodrigo.
That's what it is.
Pinaglihi ako kay kay Olivia Rodrigo.
OPM Riot ngay.
Hindi kaya nga, pero ano siya? Filipino siya, so doesn't count.
I don't know if it counts.
She has some Filipino blood, you know, Filipino bride. Pinoy fried.
Pinoy fried.
Yeah, alam mo naman yung kahit 2 drops of Filipino blood. Pinoy fried. Yeah, so, yeah.
No, I think you probably got it from Imelda Papin.
Girl. Nasampal ka na on air. Kay Raminang
Pusong
Nasugatan
Kay Raminang Pusong
Kay Raminang Is it a lie?
So
where's the lie? But anyway, we do have a top 10 for you. This is going to be fun. This would have been perfect Friday because, you know, we do like watch list because today we're doing something movie-ish, TV-ish. Thanking Mike Ferrer for the fun topic. We're doing the top 10 hashtag genre ng love life ko.
Ay.
Okay, tell us the genre and tell us why that is your love life's
sana hindi
genre.
Horror.
Yun nga, di ba? So for example, ayan, sige, let's give you some examples. Genre ng love life ko, comedy. Kasi every time I tell someone, I love you, pinagtatawanan nila ako.
Mm.
Like it's a joke.
It's sad sometimes.
Aww. Like they don't take you seriously or... The thought of you in a relationship with them is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not the... Kasi, di ba, it can happen na kasi masyado kang joker. So, they don't take you seriously. Pero yung, you're not naman joker. But more like, you. That's a good one.
Or maybe you know. You're a joker, but one day you decide to tell the truth.
To be serious.
And be serious. And
The Joker who cried wolf.
Laughing, the Joker in sheep's clothing.
Yawn. Sorry. The Joker in sheep's clothing. And another example, genre ng love life ko. Horror. Kasi I just met my future mother-in-law.
Oh no.
Oh,
that's
no.
The worst.
Yung alam mo yung kunyari nag-meet the parents kayo for the first time. Tapos you just didn't get along. Like you could tell that she doesn't like you or he doesn't like you. Alam mo yung we got off to a bad start. And how do you even work towards like proving them wrong? And like
it's tough though, because first impressions tend to last.
I know. I mean, there is a winning them over. I mean, throughout history, I'm sure there's been like billions of in-laws na hindi magkasundo the first time they met, but then eventually they realize
they got better. Oh, yeah,
you're good naman but pala still, to my son, my daughter.
There's that first impression.
There is.
And that's gonna stay forever.
And it's a hump that's hard to get over, to be honest. Another example, genre ng love life ko, action. Kasi misto lang action chase scene tuwing hinahabol ko ang mga taong walang interes sa akin.
Ay.
Ako po. Ouch. Like trying to pursue someone who has zero interest in you.
Yes. Stop
unrequited
chasing.
Love.
Stop chasing unrequited love.
Am I just chasing pavements?
Yeah. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Nagulo-gulo na. I know, right?
Just yeah. Stick to the rivers and lakes. Stay away from the pavements.
I know, right? Pero yun nga, di ba? Like,
leave
yeah.
it to Adele.
Leave it to Adele C. And another example, genre ng love life ko, telenovela.
Ah, Española.
Kasi, nalaman ko na ang fiancé ko ay ang nawawalang anak ng ex ng tatay ko na akala namin matagal lang patay, yun pala ay buhay pa at nagpalit lang ng mukha.
Ah, grabe.
Nalaman lang namin ang katotohanan pagkatapos naming nakita ang diary sa likod ng ref.
That's why your love life is a telenovela.
Yeah. I mean, says every single teleserye that you watch on Philippine TV and the entire Latin America.
Hindi, dapat pala ano, dapat nalaman mo na yung fiance mo, siya yung long-lost daughter nung ex ng tatay mo na akala nyo patay na, yun pala nagpalit lang ng muka, but who was now yung inaakala mong nagpalaki sa yung yaya.
Ay,
so, hindi alam ng tatay mo na yung nagyaya ng anak niya is actually his ex na nagpalit lang ng mukha.
That's a good plot.
How does that work? How do you change your entire
hello?
Face?
Have understand. You watched that telenovela?
I have, but if you look at like the world in general, I mean, is it easy to change your entire face?
You know, like you could be like Susan Africa. Tapos biglang ooperahan ka lang, tapos pagbukas mo ng mata,
you level
si Jacqueline Jose ka na.
Pwede din.
si Jacqueline Jose ka na. You know?
At minsan, Gabby Concepcion.
Minsan, Gabby Concepcion. Who's to say, di ba? I mean, that's what makes it a telenovela. Right? So, yeah. One last example. Genre ng love life ko. Let's just say, Prawn Hub. Short film.
Ah.
Ano yun, prawn? Puro mga hipon.
Hipon.
Prawn Hub.
Yung malalaking hipon.
Malalaking hipon. Mga bortang hipon. Kasi, ako, gladiator. Na na-injure. Kaya ginamot ako nung hot nurse kasi wala yung doktor.
Ay.
So pupunta ka sa clinic na parang, ow, I've sprained my ankle. Yeah. So dadating si hot nurse. Oh, but the doctor isn't in. But is there something I can do to take the pain away? Ganon.
Kasi.
What?
May shellfish allergy.
May shellfish allergy siya.
Lahat ng ulo ng hipo.
Kung may shellfish allergy ka, ba't mo gagawin yun?
And that's why nasa hospital siya.
Ah.
Diba?
So, kailangan siyang injection na ng ano, EpiPen.
There you go.
EpiPen. EpiPen is the best medicine. For mga ganyan,
yes.
EpiPen is the best.
That's
best.
The fast-acting one.
Yes. Just inject it where it counts and instantly, you're fine.
Sabi ni Renz, hala, sige, tawid.
Hindi, kaya nga, di ba? So, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-mm. So, there you go. Just, you know, tell us, what is the genre of your life? If your love life was made into, like, one day, or four weddings and a funeral, or yung mga the great love stories, would it be a horror movie? Would it be a drama? Would it be a comedy? Would it be
romance?
Rom-com?
Yeah.
Would it be a thriller?
Sci-fi?
Would it be sci-fi?
Could be.
Oh, diba?
Who knows?
So, I'm in love with an alien. Oh my God, diba? So, you're in love with E.T. Or E.T. kung dalawa, E.T. E.T.
E.T. E.T.
So, pwede ko yan, dalawang alien sila. Tas, parang sana dalawa ang puso ko kasi I'm in love with an E.T.
Yes.
But also with another E.T. So,
so
E.T.
it's an E.T. E.T.
Yes.
So dalawa.
Dalawa. So
and
you're
Madame,
born.
And there are a lot now walking around the streets of Brazil.
A lot of the people you see around are reptilian aliens. You just don't know it. You'll see their merong membrane sa mata nila that goes sideways.
Mm.
They're reptiles. They're not people.
So is that why your membrane in your eyes are going sideways now?
I'm a lizard. I'm a lizard. Oh, sorry. I'll do that. Yung mga madudulas ako in between ad-libs. Right. Yeah. Yung pala, I'm secretly a lizard. Yeah. So, okay, that was weird. So, there you
I
go.
I tell you guys. Hey, Zal. Pasok ka na.
So if you want to join us, you know what to do. Just go ahead and send them all in to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag genre of my love life in all your tweets.
Yes, we are playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s today. This is Riot Wednesday. We only here on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Since it's Riot Wednesday today, let's talk a little Beatles. There are going to be 4 Beatles biopics, which will be released in theaters in 2027. One from the perspective of each member.
Okay.
It's interesting. We intend this to be a uniquely thrilling and epic cinematic experience. 4 films told from 4 different perspectives, which tell a single story about the most celebrated band of all time. So I think that's really interesting.
Okay.
Because it's like 4 separate movies. But it's told from different perspectives.
Oh.
I think that I want to see more movies like that. To really see it from all sides.
Oh, okay. That
as opposed to just seeing it from one. I don't know. I find that interesting.
I love movies about musicians.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
Like, We Are the World. I so enjoyed the documentary.
Super. You know, whether it's like a documentary style music thing.
Or like an actual biopic.
Or a biopic. I love them. Because it gives you, like, of course, like, sometimes it takes you out of the, you know, when you see the actor playing the, like, for example, Taron Egerton looks nothing like
Elton John.
But, you know, it's the story, the backstory, and the story that we are not familiar with.
Yeah.
Because it's a biopic.
It's how the songs came to be.
Exactly.
And it's giving Jersey Boys.
It's giving.
Yeah, exactly. Jersey Boys. Because
exactly.
That's how Jersey Boys is.
Uh-huh.
It's called the 4 seasons, and each of the quarters. Well, it's like there's two acts, right? But in each act, half of act one is spring, and then the second half is summer.
Yeah.
And each of the seasons represent one of the four seasons their perspective.
Even the fake musical biopics, you know, like That Thing You Do, but they're not a real band, right?
Yeah.
It's just a story of a band,
right?
The Wonders. And I love that. Yung lalo na yung the first time they'll hear their song on the radio,
yeah,
and then they're so happy. I love that. I love those kinds of films.
Mm. Yeah. In other news, a little bit more local tea this time. Congratulations to my good friend and the one and only Rhea Taide, who is now engaged.
Congratulations!
To Zanjo Marudo.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wow.
The couple announces the engagement on Instagram with the caption, "Forever sounds good."
Aww.
Tuesday, February 20.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy congratulations. For her. Yes.
I messaged her yesterday. I'm so excited for her. She deserves all the love in the world. I mean, I used to hang out with her before, like, everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, I'm never going to find someone.
Aww.
Look at her now.
Look at her.
It's good to hear successful love stories.
That's true.
Because, you know, we've been kind of hearing a lot of breakups and a lot of,
we've been bombarded by lots of breakups, especially celebrity breakups.
Yeah.
So, time for something good.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I know, like, I've been so shocked about, because I'm not familiar with who she is. And I'm like, why is she in the news? Who is she? Why is it important? Bridget Mendler?
Oh, I saw that.
Like, she was basically a Disney Channel star when she was younger. And then she went to MIT afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. And then now, she just started. She's now the CEO of a space data startup.
What?
Billions, honey.
Billions.
Yes. It's insane.
Like, from like, alam mo yung akala mo, like, wala lang, Disney actress. Na, and then now, girl, she's like now like this CEO billionaire of a space data startup. Well, Northwood Space. Like, it's insane.
Go, girl.
Like, I love stories like this. Like, I get goosebumps.
Like, out of
stories.
Nowhere.
Out of, well, for us, out of
for
nowhere.
For us, at least.
But for her, she, you know, after her, like, little stint with acting, like, you don't even know hers.
Imagine all the work she must have put in to get to the position she's in today.
Yeah, so, it's fantastic.
And then, you know, atta girl.
And you know what's so cute? Like, after all, diba, biglang, overnight, everyone knows who she is because of what happened, right? On X. And then, you know, she just posted something today and she was like, oh, you know, another thing that you might not have known. Like, she adopted a son.
Oh, wow.
She fostered him 2 years ago, adopted him a year ago, and then, like, right?
That's so cute.
And she's so young. Like, you know, like, if you think about it, she could start her own family if she wanted to. But, you know, she chose to adopt. And it's like, can this girl be more amazing?
Oh, and you mentioned today, speaking of, Hoda Kotb already talked about Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
She did, and she said something along the lines of, you know, we love her here, she's always welcome, and next time we can share my dressing room.
Yeah. So it was true, it was really because of that. No?
Mm-hmm.
Siguro spin and control na lang. Yana. Ayaw naman niyang mabash si Kelly because of her show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but still not a good look.
I think in a way, kind of owning up to their own fault.
Yung parang
their end of the whole story, so...
No, alam mo, it's not... Okay, ako kasi parang like... Look, if it's like... If sa panlasa mo, it was not...
Up to par.
Or like, it's... Nope, I'm not doing this because it's really just gross. I get it. All I'm saying is... There will be big stars who can like grin and bear it.
Right.
And would be like, oh, you know what? This is a terrible dressing room, but okay. No problem. I can just go to my mansion afterwards.
I have to say this. Are you Beyonce though?
Pero gets. I mean, yun nga eh. Like, you will see people as famous, maybe even more, who will be okay with that.
Who will be chill with that? Because it's just gonna be for a short period of time.
Yun. Sandali lang naman. So, again, it's not bad. It's not good. It's more like, depende sa ano nga.
It's a, It's up to you.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah.
But I guess what makes it lang, yun nga, for some people, na parang not a good look. Because there will be big stars who would be like, can you imagine, I can imagine yung mga cowboy na A-listers. Who would be like, I'll just be on my phone.
Or maybe she was having a bad day.
Maybe.
And everything just piled up and it just exploded.
Kasi nga, parang like, this, like, I'm pretty sure that green room has looked like that for the longest time.
Mm.
And there were many guests on the Today Show. Hindi naman nag-walk out. You know what I mean? So,
just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yun lang naman yun.
And speaking of Beyonce, there's a little bit more tea here sent in by Renz Rufo. Beyonce's Bay Good charity and Secred Hair Care are partnering to fund $500,000 annually for cosmetology school scholarships in hair salons in Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and New Jersey.
So, and I know, diba, in black culture, they were explaining that hair is not just hair.
Oh, it's not. It's like, culture.
Chris Rock even, diba, that's why they were saying they were so disappointed in Chris Rock. Because he made that Jada Pinkett Smith comment about her hair when he was actually the producer of a documentary about black women's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is to them. It's not just hair. You know, it's like part of who
it's
they are.
Hair to culture.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, you know, this is big for black women.
It
yeah.
is. And for sure, it's going to help out so many people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Culturally and financially.
Be a Beyonce in this world of Kellys. And that is our hashtag, tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
Right, Wednesday. You got Chico Hazel and Marky all the way till 10. Playing music from the 2000s to the 2010s.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Hey, good morning, Rans. Hi to Aliza or Liza Camarines. We also have Butterbaby locked in. Liza says hello to the Star Pharmacy group team or whatever. It's their work her work anniversary today. Happy
hello.
12 years. Hi. Hello to Cyril and also good morning to Mayi. Ronaldo Quino's locked in. The Incredipaul says, good morning, monsters. Hello to Melai, Jean, Mika, Engel, Lazaro. Hi to Mar and also to Hody H. Good morning to Joy. What's up to Chinito Ken? And also saying good morning to Gav. We have Melvin locked in. Lots of OPM Riot requests already. We'll get to those because we're about to start OPM Riot on TMR. Hi to Raymond Reason and hello to your gym friends, Jai Carballo and Mark de Guzman. Adventure says good morning to his PNF fam, Jules, Joseph, Migs, Kiko, and Bebang. Hello as well to Edward Villona. Gabby's mom's locked in. And good morning to Yonte Fian. Thanks for tuning in. Andrea says hello to Lucas and hello to Majorette and her USD Kada. Good morning to her husband, Alan Rex, and the kids, Alexa and Johan as well. And that's it for the text line for now.
And on X, saying hi to Arch Aguilar, who greets Doc Wins. Have a great day. Saying hello to Ear Edge, Imelda Papin. How about Anne Murray? You needed me.
Oh.
Good morning to all the directors.
Yeah. That was like a kind of genre before.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we were basically saying that Chico was listening to OPM music in the womb.
Wow.
At sabi ko kasi, pinaglihi ako kaya ko siya kamuka kasi pinaglihi ako kay Olivia Rodrigo. And she has Filipino blood naman, di ba? So, Pinoy pride. So, yeah. I mean, parang yun yung version ko ng OPM.
So, I said more like Imelda Papin.
Not Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Maybe.
Mm-mm.
Well.
Felita Corrales.
Actually, ang alam ko lang na Pilita song is ang pipit. Siya ba yun?
That's the title of the song?
Yeah, yung may pumukol na sa pipit, sa pipit, sa papin, pit,
yeah.
pit.
That
one. Tapos, lumipad. Pag pumano ang buhay ko, may isang pipit na iiyak. Basically, like, it's animal cruelty. There's this guy who throws a stone at a pipit, which is a kind of bird, and then nabali yung wing niya.
Yeah.
Basta parang ganun. Like, it's actually sad. I mean, it's a very, it's a, an iconic, I don't know if it's a folk song or just a song.
Echo Out Loud says, Dahil Sayo is the Palita song.
Ah, oh, okay. Oh, that's even a more classic.
That I know. Bam,
Dahil Sayo.
Ganon, very that.
Kulang sa ano, dapat.
Sige, mag-lean back ka.
Dahil Sayo.
Ay, palang iba lang ito, no?
Dapat may scoop. Dapat mag-scoop ka.
Si Elizabeth Ramsey.
Ay, ano yun?
Or she, comedian lang siya? Or
no,
does she sing
she
as
sings.
Well?
She would sing mga Eartha Kitt songs. Yung mga waray, waray, hindi, taraka, waray, waray, mga ganun.
I remember one of her last concerts. I was actually one of the guests. Because I was starting off sa Pilipinas Got Talent.
Okay.
So it was her, Pilita Corrales.
Yes.
And like, they got me to sing a couple of songs. Tamil B as well. So it was like, it was great to actually be there in the presence of greatness.
True.
Saying hi to Arvin PPP. Hi, DJs. Lapit na matapos ang season 36. What's this? Season 36 ko pa greet ako next month, ha? Okay, so, he's turning 37.
Like turning 36. Okay. I mean, 37.
Also, what's this? Oh, there is a set of Funko Pops.
Oh, that's cool.
Hazel, Chico, DJ.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cute.
And Markiki.
Oh.
Mariki. Also so saying hi to Juan Miguel Gamotia and Agom
ni Alan.
Who says, good morning, guys. Happy Riot. Please greet my hubby, Alan, and my kids, Anissa, Elijah, on the way to school. Pakiubos ng lunch nyo, ha? And keep your 360 on. May a request for everyone's... Okay. Also, hi to Ronaldo Quino. And lastly, Juice Blank says, good morning, guys, and to all the rushers. Turn your phone upside down. Aunt May. Anyway, that's it for greets.
All right, so let's thank our topic sender, Mike Ferrer. Thank you for the topic. Hashtag genre ng love life ko. So thank you. We're already trending number 5 in the Philippines. Let us start off with Tampupu.
Number 10.
Coming of age. Kasi we started in high school and now 17 years later, we're married.
Oh, look at you.
Aww. How sweet.
I like those two, mga coming of age
stories. Like Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah.
Mga ganon.
Well, but in general, yung mga how they come into their own as an adult or, you know, coming to terms with puberty and or adulthood. Yung mga young adults, yan. Very nice stories. Coming from... Mike Ferrer.
Number nine.
Genre ng love life ko, drama. Kasi no matter how it turns out, lagi akong naiiwang luhaan.
Mm.
Aww. I mean, that's how it feels sometimes. But perspective. A lot of people take comfort in the whole dodge the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Pag hindi natuloy.
Yeah.
So yeah, isipin mo na lang that wasn't the one for you. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number eight.
Action ang genre ng love life ko. Nagbubugbugang kami pag nag-aaway. Okay. Like, can you imagine two fighters? Like, legit fighters. Yung walang lugi. Like
MMA
equal.
Fighters?
Oo. So, imaginein mo, like, kawawa pag merong isa na not as... Paglugi yung isa.
Yeah, of course.
Pero yung, can you imagine if they're like literally equals physically? And like, you know, they tend to get physical. My gosh, can you imagine how violent that is?
Domestic violence, not
pero
good.
On both sides?
Unless you're literally gonna get in a ring and my referee
and, my
and
referee
it's an official
it's like,
thing,
right?
You know?
But what if you're two, for example, like male wrestlers?
Hindi yata away ang tawag doon.
Bardagulan.
Hindi yata away ang tawag doon. Oh, pero... Hindi, yun nga. Imagine mo, like two guys. Parehong
because
fighter.
Because if it's one girl, one boy, lugi yung... Mm-mm. Sometimes, lugi yeah. yung babae. I mean, but if it's two men...
Na equally...
Or two women.
Or two women na equally physical...
Yeah, but it's not good either
it's
way.
It's not good either
there
way.
There is no, like, redeeming yeah. this.
Yeah, parang matira matiba yung mangyayari dyan eh. Diba?
It's best to just leave.
Right.
What if it's not like a punch? What if it's just like a wrestle?
Unless you're being playful about it. I mean, not pag nag-aaway kayo. It's just bad if you're fighting and, you know, somebody starts getting physical.
It's a prelude. To something else.
If it's a prelude, it's a different story.
It's a different story.
Right. But and like, no domestic violence.
Of course. And from Adventure.
Number seven.
Genre ng love life ko, heavy drama. Kasi kahit yung pinakamaliit na bagay, talagang pinapalaki. At akala mo, inapi ko ng bongga.
Oh, drama queen or
yung,
king.
Yeah, like, pag yung talagang sure ka ha, na wala kang ginawa.
May victim complex lang talaga yung partner mo.
Oo. Yung parang the slightest thing, yung umuwi ka lang ng 30 minutes later than usual, biglang like, parang ang sama-sama mo ng tao.
Parang yung mga, LDR. Mm-mm. Tapos sa BGC ka lang naman pala.
Or yung ano, yung... may trabaho ka lang pala.
May trabaho ka lang.
Oo.
Tapos on air, no? Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Wawa naman niya. Or yung ano, yung kunyari yung... birthday or anniversary or Valentine's, tapos nagbigay ka naman ng gift, pero yung hindi lang yun yung ine-expect niya. Tapos parang may ano na siya na, di mo na ako mahal.
Oh my God.
Parang kumuha ka lang yung the first thing that you saw in the store. And
or kunyari, hindi mo lang nasundo. Kasi,
hindi mo nasundo kasi
you know,
busy
late
sa work.
Na, OT ka or something.
Or tas, pagod.
Ano lang. Siya, di mo na ako love.
Yun. Mm. Hirap niyan. From Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
Genre ng love life ko, simple lang. Fantasy. Kasi may magic at mala fairy tale. Yun nga lang, pati yung Prince Charming ko, nasa utak ko lang. Some people can actually like survive on fantasy. Yung even if there it doesn't exist, like every waking moment of theirs, merong unfolding story.
I mean,
they're the star of their own fantasies. And it keeps them going.
It could be a coping mechanism
also
for some people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're lonely, you just turn to your fantasies. But at the same time, you have to know that it's just a fantasy. There's a difference between what's actually going on in your life and that fantasy.
And delusion.
Because sometimes, you know, yun yung mga medyo nakakatakot na if the fantasy becomes
Totoo.
Too real for them, they start thinking, like for example, yung mga obsessed with certain people, they yeah. start thinking they have an actual relationship with a person,
mm-hmm.
even if the other person probably doesn't know them at all. Pero they cooked up the scenario in their head na they love me.
Kasi nga, like we it's entered the lexicon na parang yung delulu, ganyan. Pero actually, merong real delusional
yeah.
na medyo nakakatakot kasi they don't know the difference between reality and fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yun nga, yung mga na nasisiraan ng bait na in love sila dun sa celebrity when hindi naman sila kilala kung...
Mm.
Pero diba, in their heads, it's like they're... Pag kunyari, kinasal yung celebrity, you cheated on me!
My God, that's so scary!
Nakatakot! Kasi like, yeah. Wala, nag-snap na yung that membrane between fantasy and reality and they bled into each other.
Yikes!
So,
pag nagpakasal yung celebrity tapos hindi in-invite.
Tapos yun, parang ganun, mga ganun-ganun yun.
Diba? Mga ganun, diba?
Tapos from, kunyari nga, Archer Aguilar naman. Genre ng love life ko.
Is this number five?
Yes. Pakabilisan.
Number five.
Genre ng love life ko, limited series. Okay. Di ba? Limited series.
Mga ano lang, mga 4 to 6 episodes.
Oo. Yung, ang ganda ng show, nakakakilig, pero maiksi lang. Merong time limit. So parang short and sweet.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yes.
Yeah. Limited series. Yun ang tawag doon. Okay? And then,
that's what it's called.
From Coco Hernandez.
Number four.
Genre ng love life ko, telenovela.
Telenovela.
Kasi walang katapusang problema. Tapos pahaba ng pahaba yung kwento. Kasi laging kinakaya.
Oh my gosh. Nakakapagod.
Nakakapagod yun.
It's tiring.
Yeah. And diba that's how, you know, sometimes that's how I feel about telenovelas, K-dramas. Merong certain type of, yung because they're, you have to do 16 eps. Mm. Kasi yung standard is 16 eps. Minsan, honestly, you can tell the story in about 10 eps.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just come out with like mga parang sub-conflicts. Merong main conflict eh.
Mm.
Ngayon, naanap nung bida yung nanay niya na nawala, na inabandon siya nung bata siya. That's the main story, right? Mm. Pero from beginning to end, merong magkakaroon ng mini subplots.
Yeah.
Mini kontrabidas, mm-hmm, that will like block her way going to finding her mother. Yun yung minsan nakakapagod. Kasi parang like
you can do without them.
Why are you straying away from the main
point? Oh, and you know that this is going to last maybe one or two episodes and mag-iiba na naman yung conflict.
Hello, buti nga yun, 16 episodes. Rin, but I mean, can you imagine those telenovelas from like the past? Yeah. As in the Mexican telenovelas, yes, and even the Filipino ones, mm-hmm, na talagang how long? Like years sometimes?
Or the ones that, yeah, are still going on until now.
Totoo.
There are so many.
Crazy. Hindi kasi nga, parang like, you know, like, just like in the telenovelas, in the series, miniseries, nakakapagod siya in real life, lalo na. Kasi totoong nangyayari. And yung, kunyari yung, you solved na your, ano, your, kunyari your infidelity issues. Okay, tapos maya-maya naman, financial issues naman.
Tsaka diba in real life naman,
it's ganito na naman.
In real life, of course, there will always be conflicts. Pero meron din tayong lull, na parang yung medyo, everything seems to be smooth sailing,
yeah,
before like, the next conflict. Pero pag telenovela, it can't be like that.
Tsaka,
dapat one conflict and then moving on to the next agad pagka na-resolve yon.
Importante yan eh. Kasi kunyari, problem, tapos lull, di ba? Laugh out loud. So,
laugh out loud.
So, maganda talaga. Spin-space out mo. Problema, lull, problema, laugh out loud. Di ba? Problema.
Yeah.
So, para at least hindi ka...
Would you count one day as a telenovela?
No, I would not. I would not. Kasi yung telenovela, there's a...
It's also 16 episodes kasi.
Yun. Because I don't think 16 episodes is telenovela. It has
it's
to be
just
longer.
A series, I
it has
think.
Has to be longer.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost done watching it. And I actually started to like it as it went along.
Kasi ako, I love it eh. Mm-hmm.
I started off watching it. I was like, parang these guys, hindi sila bagay. But it's the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the story.
It.
So, watch it. It's really good.
And from Simply Nedge.
Number three.
Genre ng love life ko, suspense. Eh, ganun talaga pag third party ka.
Oh.
Suspense talaga.
Parang any day could be like
tsaka yung, ano,
the
yung,
day.
And you have like this lingering thing na parang one day, bigla na lang may susugod sa'yo sa opisina.
Exactly.
At sa skandalo na
it could turn
ilabas
your
niyo yung
your
babae
life
niya,
upside
diba?
Down.
Yung mga ganon. Yung mga gagawa ng skandalo sa, lalo na at your workplace.
But
parang,
you know,
oh no!
Some people get off on, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, the whole like, will we get caught? The whole, yeah, that.
It's exciting to some people.
And from Arabin.
Number two.
Genre ng love life ko? Reality TV. Kasi I just got voted out of my relationship.
Your torch has just been snuffed.
Yes.
It's giving, naalala ko lang bigla, the Justin Timberlake clip from like back in the day. Like when he was just starting out his solo career and everything. Did you guys see that? I saw it on my FYP. He accepted an award and the ones who presented him the award were the girls from yung mga The Hills and like Laguna Beach.
Oh,
Sina,
sila,
Audrina Patridge.
Yeah.
Basta that crew. So three girls and then they presented him with the award. And he, apparently he humiliated them. Like he didn't even want to accept the award from them. Like there was a guy who stepped in, took the trophy and like parang re-presented the award to him.
What?
And while the girls were standing to the side of the stage, kasi diba syempre when the artist accepts the award, they will give a speech, tas tatayo ka na sa gilid. While they were there, he was like, and to MTV, play more music videos. We don't want none of those reality shows. He said that on stage.
He's such a mess.
No.
And apparently, like, one of the girls wrote a book, and in her book, she basically told everybody how humiliated they were when they were standing there on stage, and he was like basically bashing reality TV.
They're just doing their
job. And they're handing him an award.
So, consistent talaga, the character.
He's just
ito ba sila Lauren Conrad?
Yeah,
diba? Sila Lauren Conrad, sila...
That crew.
Like, I don't know them, but I know them.
Yeah.
Gets? Like, yeah. Alam ko lang yung itsura nila. Because I find her pretty, si Lauren Conrad.
Tapos yung, I think si Elsie yung, the one who had, like, the biggest crush on Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God.
And then after that, she was like, you know, when I saw how he treated my friends, that was it.
Dunzo.
Yep.
Wait, Justin Timberlake. What was this again?
It was the MTV Awards, Music Awards, I guess. And then parang
what year? 2013.
I don't know what. Early 2000s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh no, Justin Timberlake. So probably maybe
mid 2000s. Because they started 2000. Eh.
Yeah, parang ang mean lang.
Yeah.
Parang,
yeah.
You know,
that's not cool.
And. Yeah, why would you do that? Just such a D move.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah.
And it goes to Justin Timberlake.
Lahat ang saya.
By me being the maestro.
Suddenly, like,
I have to give you just a award, homeboy.
Oh, basta yon. So somebody else took the award and like
The Simpsons on reality television. Play more videos.
He was like, yeah, we don't want The Simpsons or more reality TV. Just play more videos.
Oh.
In front of them.
Oh.
So mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Genre ng love life ko comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
genre ng love life ko, rom-com. Kasi romance ang nararamdaman ko para sa kanya, pero comedy ang tingin niya sa akin.
Ang sad naman nun. Hindi ka siniseryoso.
Tawa-tawa
lang siya.
Love na love mo siya.
Alam mo, nagko-confess ka na talaga ng feelings mo. Tapos feeling niya joke-joke lang ang lahat.
And there are people na ganun lang talaga. Like, you see them as the fun person. You love hanging out with them.
Uh-huh.
But you can't see them in a romantic sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Genre ng love life ko. Next batch will be on TikTok Live.
But for now, let's get OPM Riot on TMR started. Yes, we are playing 2 straight hours, all OPM from the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Go Hazel and Marky with you till 10 o'clock. Right here on Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live everywhere.
That's right. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. And we are on Twitch as well. So join us now for our live and the final couple batches for today's top 10. But before that, let's do some greets. Checking out the text line 0961-1367-931. So many messages.
Yes.
Good morning, Yon Tefian. May nabutan pa akong OPM Riot. Hinalukay ko pa mga baul para maghanap ng phone na may radio. Oh no, we'll check our live streaming for you guys in just a bit. Hello to Chef Sheffin, R. Luigi R. Good morning. Also saying hello to Sands. And Irene says, ang aga ko mag-karaoke. Sarap sumabay sa playlist niyo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi to Lilo Boy. And also saying good morning to Mark Eusebio, who requested for that sandwich song we played a while ago. Bianca is also locked in. Good morning. Mommy Kathy says, happy hump day. Hi to Karen M. Also to Hody H. And if I could see a single bird, what a joy. Iconic.
We were just saying, alter ko talaga si...
Si HODH. Uh-oh. Pati sa napapansin sa mga songs, no? Hello to Angel Lazaro and also Chinito Ken. Good morning. Hi to Melai. What are you doing with your mic?
It just wouldn't stay. So frustrating. See? Parang ayaw niya tumapat.
It has a life of its own. Pag ikaw nasampal niya.
Dinatapat ko ayaw. Oh, ayaw. Unrequited.
Oh, God. Hello to Likes and also to Edven Choi. But nagkaroon ng kawali.
Kawali?
Ah, yung lechon kawali. Ah. Yung pasakali. Hello to Maine and also to Angeli De Escobar says, good morning. Day 3 of 5 in Saigon today. Tuned in live. Hello to my leadership and ethics groupmates. The incredible Paul is also locked in. Justin Sayana. Good morning. Hi to Coco Hernandez. We also have Dan Lester. Sige, Marky, itapat mo. Itapat mo. Sa bibig ni Chico. Now na. Okay. Hello to Tino, who got super kilig with the song we just played on the line from the movie. Same title, On the Line. Hello
on
to
line.
Cyril and Tino says, kainis yung lasal joke. Hello to M. Good morning. This is Martha. I'm a podcast rusher, and I just want to share something from work. I remember Chico mentioned Mumut. It's a waypoint that we usually yes. pass when going to Hong Kong Yun. Or Taipei.
Yes. Are you a pilot?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, yes. Are, that's a pilot thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, she sent us a photo. Hello to Cindy.
That's so cool.
And Sebadi, iniisip ko pa bakit lasal eh blue yung sky. Kakainis. Sabi Super James, kinanta nga talaga yung lasal.
Kaya nga, eh, kasi hello all our lives. Hail, hail, alma mater, hail to the lasal.
Oh my gosh, I know that song.
Yes, yes.
Oh my
As
God.
A elementary school lasalista. Diba?
Tsaka dapat may fist.
Hail, ayun na. Hail, hail, alma mater, hail to the lasal.
Oh my God.
We hold our banner high and bright. A shield of green and white.
We'll fight to keep our glory bright. And ever shall we fail.
Hail to the alma mater. Hail, hail, hail.
What did we...
I can't believe we actually sang that out there.
Ano na? Ano na?
Ay, nako.
Ay,
kinon. Tinapos talaga yung kanta.
Tinapos.
Magagalit yung college ko.
Well.
UP naming mahal.
Pamantat
sang hirang.
What's the Ateneo song?
Is it long?
Hindi ko alam. Mahaba. Saka it's more difficult.
Kasi yung sa Lasal is pretty short.
It's so difficult. So, alam mo, like, we had to learn yung UP naming mahal. And to be honest, yung kinanta kong part, that's the only part that I actually memorized until now. After that,
medyo.
Hindi ko na siya gets. Mahirap kasi yung tono. Mahirap kasi.
Okay. Anyway, sabi ni Ruel, estudyante ba o sundalo yung mga sundalo
kasi ganun yung alma mater namin yun. Eh.
Hello to Shay Bulong and sabi ni Krister, labanan na pala ng alma mater him to eh.
Si Ronan nga sabi niya, my previous school was so old, our hymn is in Spanish.
Oh my God.
My gosh.
Wow.
Conquistadores.
I know, right?
Hi to Mark Enriquez and good morning to Echo Out Loud. Hello to your friend's partner, Bob. Safe travels. He's going back to the U.S. Hope you enjoy the Philippines. Hi to Rhoda and Rhoda says hi to Judy, Saneng, Hazel, and Emmy. Hi to Nedge. Also to Ikito and Bogs Titanes. We have Renz locked in. Carmina, Butter Baby, Farmer Sanchez, Mitch, yeah, I think that's it for now for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to Legal Millennial, who says good morning to my lovely wife, Antoinette Yu. Grabe yung OPM riot, para akong nagko-concert sa
Ay,
car.
Totoo yan.
Yes, hope you're enjoying, or you enjoyed that from 7 to 9 in the morning and 7 to 9 in the evening later. We'll be doing another set of OPM riot. Hi to Avi CJ, good morning Rushers, and Kiko Man Machine, as well as Jonadith Dargantes, who says, the playlist took me back to my Emotera days. Thank you. Good morning, and hi to Lilo Boy and Prince Dens, who says, hey, 8 days till Leap Day 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Very soon.
Feb 29,
and that is it for greets.
Oh my gosh, tapos si Ronan was like sending us some of the Spanish lyrics, like, Vivero y plantel del Niñas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, si Niña daw nagtatanim. Habang nanonood ng Viva Max. Vivero y Plantel de Niñas.
Kala ko habang ano, naglalaro ng Plants vs. Zombies.
Ayun, pwede rin, pwede rin. Okay. Here we go.
Remanso. What does that mean? Remanso.
Remanso. Yung parang ano.
To romance, gano'n.
Pag lalaki ang nagromansa, remanso.
Remanso.
So here we go.
Backwater?
Huh? Ah, okay.
Okay. Hmm.
So we've got our top 10 courtesy of Mike Ferrer, genre ng love life ko. Let's start off with Arabin.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Fantasy. Kasi sa panaginip lang naman naging kami. You know, I'd like to think I'm a very active daydreamer. As long as you don't get carried away and you enjoy it for what it is. Yeah.
It's okay, there's nothing wrong with, you know, your little fantasies.
Make it part
fantasies.
Of your fantasy life, oo. Like, create stories in your head na naging kayo, that's what your life would have been. Again, as long as it doesn't overtake your reality, you don't go beyond just harmless fantasizing.
And you also try to live your life. Like,
exactly.
In the real world.
And for Mike Ferrer.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Genre ng love life ko, sci-fi. Kasi imposibleng maging kami. Pero you know, okay, just to get into sci-fi a little bit. Pero it's funny, huh? Like they actually have, I don't know if it's a book or a video or a series of articles. They went back to Star Trek, the TV series, the one with what's his name? Captain Kirk. What's Captain Kirk's?
Star Trek?
William Shatner.
Yeah.
William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. A lot of the contraptions that they had in the show, some of them had a version that actually came true.
Really?
Yeah, and remember, Star Trek is what, 1950s, 60s? I'm not sure. Pero, like, alam mo yon, yung, there was something to the, you know, contraptions that they used. And naging totoo. Nagka-totoo.
Oh, wow.
Oo. Like, you know what I mean?
It came from, like, someone's fantasy.
So it may seem like impossible, like when we watch sci-fi movies, it may seem impossible at the time, but who knows?
Maybe in the future,
kind of like
it might happen.
The Simpsons it's true. Also.
Simpsons, malaming
diba?
Ganyan,
diba? Malaming ma-predict na pero
malaming fake, ha? Be careful. I also saw an article na yung maraming kumakalat na mga na-predict ng Simpsons na ganito were edited.
Na hindi naman totoo.
Hindi naman pala totoo. Because some of them are really like freaky.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little too close to what happened. But it's yung pala fake. Because remember, it is an animated thing. So you can take a screenshot and then edit it to look like it was something else. From Queen of Deadma.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Genre ng love life ko. Musical. Marami akong kayang abuting nota. Yeah, I mean, like if you're a singer.
Mataas yung
whether
voices.
Whether professional or not.
Or mababa yung range mo. Fantastic.
Si Marky, di ba? Singers.
Maraming kayang abutin yan na ano.
Ay, kasi notes. Si Marky maganda.
Pero
yung lower Chico, register.
Mataas yung range.
Actually.
Yeah. Mataas yung range.
Kaya kong
abutin. Kanina
pa
nga nag-abot ng note, nang-aabot yan eh. Kasi kanta siya ng kanta.
What a joy.
If Chico could see a single bird, what a joy.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Genre ng love life ko, alternative. Kasi ina-alternate niya kami ng side chick niya. Oh! Ooh.
Pero alam mo, it really amazes me kasi meron talaga na parang mga tao na they're aware of like each other's existence and they just choose to other way.
Uh-uh. Alam mo, just going back, I used to love I have so many at home. Books upon books upon books. Yung How to Improve Your Vocabulary. I would buy those books. Mm. And they would have lessons. Yung, alam mo yung kunyari, for today, there are 10 words. Bibigay sa'yo yung word, tapos bibigay sa'yo yung meaning, tapos bibigyan ka ng sentence, how it's used.
Mm.
Tapos meron kang test sa end of it.
To use it on your own,
diba? Tapos, the next day, meron test of your lesson yesterday and then the new lesson for today.
So, para
hindi mo nakakalimutan.
Yeah.
And I remember, madalas nagre-repeat, siguro yung mga most commonly mistaken words. And that's one of them. Alternate and alternative.
Oh, really?
They're not the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, an alternative is something that you would take when the other one is not available. Mm-hmm. Alternate is something that today left, tomorrow right.
Yes.
You know, and then the next day left, the next day right. So, besides, I used to find it so fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to like say, oh, I know all of the words already. You just have to keep learning new words and you'll be surprised like, what's this word? Or akala mo, you knew how it worked.
Or you've been using it wrong your
tapos
whole life.
Tapos mali pala. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like, sorry, that's how I whiled my time away doing vocabulary lessons.
Jansai, nerd alert.
I know, right? But I loved it. I really, really loved those vocabulary books. Coming from Coco Hernandez.
Number six.
Genre ng love life ko, dark comedy. Kasi, it's not always brightness and sunshine. But no matter how serious life gets, I still know how to laugh at myself and move forward.
That's the secret to life.
Yeah.
You have to be able to just laugh sometimes.
You gotta laugh at yourself.
And
you can't
ask life to make it easy on you. But what you can do is try to
accept things gracefully.
Accept things gracefully and learn how to react when bad things happen.
And don't take yourself too seriously.
Totoo yan.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
Totoo yan. And from Adventure.
Number five.
Genre ng love life ko, horror. Kasi lagi akong ghosted.
Ay.
Yung mga nakaka-date ko.
Medyo mahirap yan kung lagi kang ghosted.
Sad.
Yung isa nga sa Love is Blind, nakita mo, Hazel.
Which one?
The really weird one. The one we were talking about a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing the same thing to another girl pala. Tatlo pala sila.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, when he left, he just ghosted the third girl.
You know, I thought he had, like, potential, at least with the black girl. Because, you know, he seemed normal at some point.
See, Matthew.
And then he just got weird again.
And weirder
he got
and
so
weirder.
Weird. He was like, what is America going to think about us? America likes me because I'm the...
Pero hindi siya yung star ng season na to eh. Kasi, paano mo naman ma-outshine si Megan Fox? Guys, if you don't watch Love is Blind, i-search niyo na lang sa X, Megan Fox, Love is Blind. And then, malalaman niyo na what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
Okay, there's a girl kasi. I don't think naman she claimed na super kamukha niya si Megan Fox. Pero, she did mention na parang, I guess because dark hair, light eyes, maybe yun yung, that was it, or something like that. But, honestly, she really doesn't look like Megan Fox, but you know, she said it. And you're not even supposed to say what you look like when you're in the pods, because that's the whole concept of Love is Blind, about the show.
Yeah.
So then, I guess the guy had an idea in his head kung ano itsura ni girl.
Yeah.
Si Megan Fox nga.
Ito nga eh, sometimes talaga, pag nagbibitaw ka ng mga ganyan, it will haunt you forever. Because yesterday, somebody messaged me, hello Glenn. Glenn was like, oy, tinan mo, meron kang interview from way back. And I was like, huh? Nasaan? This is just an interview of a young Natalie Portman. And then I'm like, ay, oo nga pa.
Si look-alike kasi.
So sabi ko, huh? Akala ko yung mga tipong baka yung mga early days namin ni Del or something. So I was looking for like, it's just a video of a young Natalie
Portman. I cannot. Tapos
natigil ako mid-sentence. Ay, oo nga pala, this is me. Okay, thank you, Glenn, for the video. So
I cannot. Ayan, so Megan Fox is to Chelsea as Chico
is to
Natalie Portman. Ganon.
Eh, dagdag natin sila Rosamund. At saka sila, you know, yeah, the classic beauties. Okay, and...
Hindi pa nagkasya kay ano eh.
Ayoko kasing mapeg lang kay Natalie. Gusto ko, like, you know, gusto ko rin Rosamund, gusto ko rin Kate Blanchett.
So Chelsea is to Megan as Chico is to Natalie, Rosamund, Kate.
Mm-mm.
Sino pa?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Where is the lie? From Archer Aguilar.
Number four.
Number four.
Genre ng love life ko, horror. Kasi nakakatakot ang commitment.
Ah, maraming takot dyan.
Commitment issue.
You know, it's funny because I was watching J-Lo's interview with Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Wait, the J-Lo now?
The J-Lo now, yes. Like, they were talking about, you know, her movie, or yeah, whatever that is. So, parang Kelly was like, you know, I feel like we're the opposites. Kasi parang si J-Lo, I mean, would always say she's afraid of being alone. That's her thing. Like, that's her fear. It's a legit fear. Because all her life,
okay,
she's just in love with love. She's one of those people, you know? And Kelly was like, and me, I'm afraid of being in a relationship. So it's quite the opposite. And, you know, pero parang na-realize nila na maybe because of the stuff they went through in their childhood, parang ganon. Si J-Lo kasi, sabi niya, she was, you know, surrounded by family, like her sibling growing up or siblings growing up. And so she's not used to the feeling of being alone. And
yeah,
so that's why she fears it. And Kelly was like, well, the same with me because I shared a room with my sibling. But now that, you know, I get to have my own bed, it's like, this is mine.
This is mine.
So she's afraid to share it. Parang same yung pinagdanan, pero magkaiba
yung takeaway nila.
Takeaway nila.
Kaka, walang kwenta. Alam mo, walang kwenta itong mga to eh. Meron nagsabi si J. Carl de la Cruz, baka Natalie Foreman.
Ayan, kaka-islenyo mo.
Si Marcos naman, baka Natalie Portalet.
You dirty, dirty boy.
Grabe kayo. Grabe. Tapos itong Marcos na to, Kate Blanchett, saang parte, tito? Magol! Meron bang tito?
The library is now
ano ka daw,
open.
Mag-ano kayo? Mag-shades kayo ha? Bago kayo
mag-throw
ng reading challenge. And from Simply Nedge.
Number three.
I don't know if you consider this a quote, love life. Genre ng love life ko, thriller. Kasi meron akong secret admirer who breaks into my condo while I sleep to leave gifts.
I love gifts. You can leave it
pero pass
sa guard.
Hindi. Ako dun sa katabi naming police station. Pakiiwan doon. Can you imagine you wake up, tapos yung night table mo, merong gift every morning.
My God.
And you live alone.
Wait, ano yung gift?
Really?
Yo.
Ilang karat?
Oh, sige. Pero secretly, papapasok sa kwarto mo.
Hello. Diba that happened to
stop
me before?
Stop!
Yes. No, in the start, during yung Filipinas Got Talent days.
Mm.
Kasi I went down or something and I just withdrew money and then they came back up again and there was like
there was a dog. Di ba meron mo isang panging magkakilala na tayo?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And from Maxim the Winter.
Number two.
Genre ng love life ko, horror. Kasi, sad ako. Kaya siya horror. Kasi sad ako.
The Ring.
Yes. Ano, parang crossover, horror, drama.
Drama, love story.
Mm-mm.
So, rom, horror. Ay. Hindi, parang rom-com horror. Ay.
Roar na lang, roar.
Homecom roar.
Rom-com
roar. Kasi romedy tuloy. Romance.
Ano daw? Kaya mo yan, sige.
Kasi,
take two.
Romance.
Romance.
Kamunti naman comedy.
Comedy. Romance. Comedy.
Romance. Comedy.
Glitch na siya, guys.
I tell you. This is an alien.
Hampasin mo, Marky.
Romance. Comedy. Comedy. And horror. Yon. Ano nangyari? Ano nangyari?
And horror.
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 Okay, horror.
You put the roar in horror.
Whew. You treat me like a horror.
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 And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Number one.
Comes from Genshin Impacto.
Genshin Impacto says,
genre ng love life ko? Ah, very Oscar awards. Foreign language film. Kasi lahat ng mga nakaka-date ko, mga afam. And it's true. You learn a foreign language.
You
when
do.
When you date a foreigner.
Hey, that is true.
Yep. And you try to learn from each other. They try to learn Tagalog. Ikaw naman, you try to learn wherever, whatever the country. Hirap lang pag yung mahirap yung, pag hindi ka super unfamiliar ka dun sa language. Like for example, something like, imagine if they're from Turkmenistan. Like, you know what I mean? At least, kunyari Spanish, medyo you have an idea, you know, or Japanese a little bit, Korean a little bit, if makidrama ka. Pero yung talagang zero,
like,
that must be so
difficult.
What is the
language in
Turkmenistan? I don't know, see? That's what I mean.
What is the language?
I have no
baka
idea.
Baka Turkmen. Di ba usually ganun? Like
do you want to learn Turkmen?
I don't know. I mean,
actually,
if that's the country.
Ang mahirap din yung mga Icelandic.
Yun, mga ganun.
Kasi parang,
di ba? Icelandic. You know, Nordic.
Yeah, diba? Nordic languages.
Yeah, Nordic. No, it's true. That's what you call
Nordic,
it.
Nordic languages.
Nordic. Oh. Well,
akala think... ko pag di mo type.
Nordic.
Tsaka di ba pag ayaw mo, yun na sinasabi mo? Norway, Jose. Norway,
it's,
Jose.
It's Turkmen.
Oh, see?
Oh.
Turkmen. And Tajikistan is Tajik.
Tajik.
Mm-mm.
Kyrgyzstan is...
Kyrgyz.
Kyrgyz.
Kyrgyz?
And Kyrgyz, yeah.
Ay, Kyrgyz! Asa ko, Kyrgy.
Gusto ko si din Choche. Ang Kyrgy.
Si Choche, Kyrgy.
And Azeri, oh. I think Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Mm.
Azeri. Or, no. They speak Turkmen and Gagauz.
Kasi nga, di ba, they used to be under USSR. Mm. That was just one country. It's like the US with the different states. And then when the USSR collapsed, they all became independent states. Pero they used to be under the Soviet Union. Mm. So, yeah.
But yeah, back to the whole Nordic thing. Nordic countries, guess what the Nordic countries are?
Okay. Nordic
Norway.
Countries. Sweden?
Yeah.
Sweden, Finland?
Mm.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Denmark?
Yeah.
That's Scandinavia, generally. Is there one outside of Scandinavia?
Scandinavia is only three of those five countries.
Oh, three. Hindi kasama yung Denmark?
Denmark is part of Scandinavia.
Finland.
Finland is not part of Scandinavia.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, no, okay. I'm today years old. I always thought that was part of Scandinavia.
No. Iceland and Finland are not part of Scandinavia.
Ah,
it's
okay.
Only Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Which are three very similar languages.
Mm.
Norwegians can understand Swedes, but have a hard time reading Swedish. But Danish, when written, is easily read by Norwegians, but hard to understand when spoken.
Okay.
But they're all very similar. Now you know.
Okay. Ah, dapat na we're familiar with Kurdish. Kasi diba si Anne?
Anne Kurdish!
Si Anne Kurdish.
Hi.
And there you go. So we'll have another batch. We'll, you know, play a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today. So let's do some final greets.
Okay, again, checking out the text line. Good morning to Jem Toki, who says hi to his wife Yuran and their friend slash gym buddy Justin Sayana. Good morning to Yon Tefian as well. And we're saying hi to Cyril. Good morning to Jamie and Hannah.
Hello.
Hello.
And to Joey, Star Marjorie. See you soon.
Okay.
Also saying hello to Simply Nedge. Hi to Noel. Hi to Jonadith, Ear Edge. Hello to Ronaldo Quino. Hi to Juan Miguel Gamotia. And I believe that's it for greets.
All right, let's do it. Let me see here. Numberless batch. genre ng love life ko. Thank you, Mike Ferrer, for always like sending in amazing topics. Let's start off with the Queen of Deadma. Genre ng love life ko, suspense. Napaka-exciting. Lalo na pag chine-check ko yung phone niya, yung laptop niya, yung wallet niya.
Oh my God!
Para malaman ko kung may ginagawa siyang kalokohan.
Don't do that. That is so bad.
Like, remember the ano? In Euphoria. Diba?
Which
yung
part?
Yung nung tinitignan ni Sydney Sweeney yung accidentally yung phone ni Jacob Elordi. Tapos may nakita siyang, bakit
si
may mga ganitong pictures sa phone mo? Bakit may mga body parts ng lalaki? That was like, that must have been a shocker. Maxim De Winter says, genre ng love life ko, action. Kasi gabi-gabi, may bakbakan.
Wow.
Wow. Really? Gabi-gabi? Walang
gosh,
break?
Puti, nakakapagtrabaho ka pa.
I know, right? Arch Aguilar says, genre ng love life ko, sci-fi. Kasi futuristic. First time I saw you, I instantly knew you are worth the future heartache.
Mm.
Kumbaga, nakita mo na na...
May red flags na eh.
Oo. So, nakita mo na you're good together, but you also saw that it would end up in heartbreak.
But you went for it
you
anyway.
You went for it anyway. Very Madam Web. Nakikita mo yung future. From Adventure, genre ng love life ko, documentary. Vlogger kasi siya. Kaya halos lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay namin, ay Diyos ko, nakapost sa social media.
I don't think I would enjoy that at all.
Me too. Did you see a lot of those? Pero more the US, not here. It's getting like really heated. Yung ano, yung filming TikToks in the gym, nag-aaway-away na yung mga tao. No, really, like na-film yung mga altercations. You know, people telling off mga nagti-TikTok na parang, can you just do this somewhere else?
Yeah.
Mga ganun. And apparently, some gyms in the US have already dedicated an area for filming. Tapos, no filming in the main gym. Like, it's disallowed.
Listen. I actually told someone off yesterday. Well, it wasn't me. It was my trainer. And then I kind of said the same thing. And so did a few other people. There's this one girl kasi who uses the weight, one of the weights,
tripod,
as a tripod. And she used it in an area that takes up three benches.
Yun.
So,
walang makagamit.
And I tried to use that bench. And then if I put the dumbbells down, it would hit her. And it's very heavy weight. Mm. So like, I had to wait for her to finish before I could get up and put it on the floor.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I was just quiet at the time. But then this bish goes and gets changed and decides to leave her tripod, which is a weight, standing upright. And
not putting it back.
It could have fallen on someone.
That's dangerous.
It could have hurt someone.
Yeah.
And so my coach was like, excuse me, can I please ask you to return what you put?
Yeah.
It's been there for like an hour and a half now. And she looks at him in a really bad way. And I'm like, girl, it's called gym etiquette.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, she just like, nagdadabog. I'm like, do your job in the gym. If you want to film yourself, fix your tripod. And don't even use the weights as a tripod.
Yeah, and don't get in the way of others just trying to get a workout in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the States, grabe. Like, nagsisigawan sila. That level. And apparently it's like, it's great. Plus, mas grabe naman kasi mag-TikTok yung mga Americans.
Ang hirap din kasi.
More than in the Philippines.
I'm sure, you know, a lot of people would appreciate na no filming. But at the same time, it's promotion din kasi for the
gym.
It's
promotion.
So they can't really completely ban it, I don't think.
Yeah, but the thing is, don't take up the space
but at
that
least,
people are
yeah,
trying
be respectful
to
of yun, other people.
Yung ang key dyan, just like with other aspects of life, yung basta wala kang nagagambala.
Mm.
You know, like have your little corner. At saka, wag ka rin, kasi some people are also like, while they're filming, tas may dumaan, yung mag-rollan ka pa ng ice, na parang like,
you're in the place.
You're in the main thing. So, yung, kumbaga, yung, wag ka naman yung to the point na pag may dumaan, at least don't pass, because I'm filming something. Wag ganon. I mean, you know, let people move the way they wish to move.
Put it back when you're done with it.
Yun.
Regardless of what
actually,
you're using it for.
Even outside of the video. Di ba gana naman ng etiquette talaga?
That is gym
even
etiquette.
If you used it.
Proper gym etiquette.
You return the stuff, right?
Okay. Don't just leave it there.
Yeah.
Actually, after that, nagpalapakan lahat ng mga
tao. Oh my
kasi
God.
Kasi everyone does not like this person, apparently. And we realize that.
Baka notorious na siya
she's
for,
notorious.
Yeah, doing mm-hmm. stuff
she
like
doesn't
that.
Put things back. She, you know, she uses up too much space. Mm-hmm. So,
well, maganda rin, not for just for Schadenfreude, but also for her to learn.
Yeah.
Na parang, ah, okay, ang dami palang who feel this way about me. Para naman may reflection siya maybe later on. From Genshin Impacto, genre ng love life ko, historical drama. Kasi tuwing nag-aaway kami ni Jowa, laging may ungkata ng past. Yes!
Lalo na pag matagal na kayo.
Pag matagal na kayo.
It's really difficult not to bring up like past issues.
And from Sophia and 7070, true crime. Kasi from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart.
Okay. Anong song ni Pink yan?
Right from the start. I'm a thief. I stole my heart.
Victim.
Galactus Intolerance says, suspense. Nakakatuwa. Kasi nahuhulaan niya kung ano yung suot ko that day or kung saan ako pupunta. Tapos minsan pa, coincidence, sumusulpot siya out of nowhere.
Lucky guess!
Tsaka parang lagi coincidence. Lagi kaming nasa same place.
Mm.
Parang, alam mo, sa umaga, nasa Paranaque ako, nandun din siya. Mm-hmm. Tapos mamayang hapon, nasa Quezon City ako, nandun din siya. Grabe, no? What a coincidence.
Scary.
From Maxim the Winter, genre ng love life ko, musical. Alam niyo yung title? Les Miserables.
Oh. Miserable siya.
Miserable.
And from Never in the Morning, genre ng love life ko, horror. Sabi nila nakakatakot daw ako mahalin. Aw, that's sad. Alam mo, that's one of the most painful things to be told. Yung ang hirap mong mahalin.
Wow.
Like, parang they want to love you. They're attracted to you.
How horrible must you be?
But you're so difficult to love.
It just means but
that
like,
hurts.
There's a difference kasi with nakakatakot kang mahalin.
No, and a version of it.
Mahirap kang mahalin.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero kasi when you say nakakatakot, it's more like maybe you're a certain...
Maybe may reputation ka.
When nakakatakot, it's more like I'm scared to love you because you might break my heart in
pwede
the future.
Rin.
But then, mahirap kang mahalin. That's when you're like, I want to love you, but it's just so hard to because of your ugali.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Alam mo yung, andun eh, I can love you. I do love you. But you just make everything so difficult.
So hard to love.
Yeah. From the Super Malas Guy, genre ng love life ko, Disney film. Kasi tatay mo, dragon. Nanay mo, witch. And you're the princess that I need to save. Very, very Tangled. Diba yung mama yung
nga, no?
Kulong sa kanya doon? Well, mom ba? Stepmom? Or auntie? Or basta parang ganun, usually ganun, diba? Yung wala yung diba, real. Like Cinderella, it's not her mom has passed
stepmother.
Away,
diba? No.
It's the stepmother.
No, this one was like someone who adopted
ano
her
nga,
or something.
Basta, parang ganun, diba? Yung sa Tangled.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
Pero basta ganun, like siya yung nagkulong kay Rapunzel sa tower, diba? Very Into the Woods. Meryl Streep, diba?
Was yes.
The
one who,
and Kiko Man Machine says, genre ng love life ko, slapstick comedy. Well, getting slapped with a stick is a requirement for your partner's
okay,
success.
Okay, Mae West, thank you. Thank you for another appearance on TMR. FTG. Ay, buhay pa ba siya?
Oh, hindi na.
Oh, FTG. Oh. From the grave.
So, apparently, it was not Olivia Rodrigo. It was Mae West.
Mae West.
Grabe kayo. Alam ko lang si Mae West because of Alaska. I had to Google her. Getting slapped with a stick is a requirement for your partner's happiness. Okay.
Okay.
From the Super Malice Guy, genre ng love life ko, short film. Sorry, usually 5 minutes or less lang talaga eh.
Nako!
short film lang.
Maybe it's like 5 minutes of a coffee date. And then after that, I have to go home right
Kasi maikli ang attention span niya.
Maikli, yes.
Parang, quickie lang. Parang like, naiinip na ako, alika na. Uwi na tayo. Yeah, yeah. Parang next like, ang hirap. Eh, paano pag movie? Tapos 3 hours and a half. Or paano na yan?
Mm.
From Coco Hernandez, genre ng love life ko, teleserye. Kasi your daughter is sleeping with my husband.
Mm.
That's the ano, Jody Santa Maria
line.
Award-winning line. No,
from?
Broken Marriage Vow.
Oh.
Which was the Filipino version of an iconic K-drama. Mm-hmm. The highest rating K-drama in history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ano nga ba yung original nun? Hindi Broken Marriage Vow eh. It was something else. Basta yun yung highest rating K-drama. Ano ba ang title nun? World of the Married. Or World of Married. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Maxim. Oh. World of Married. Yun yung OG. Pero tama rin si Uno John. Dr. Foster na yun yung OG, which was a British show. So yung British yung original, ni-remake ng K-drama na naging super popular all over the world. Tapos nagkaroon na ng maraming versions after that, including the Filipino version, which is Broken Marriage Vow.
Mm. Oh, that's that pala. I didn't know it was remake.
Yeah, BBC yun, Dr. Foster. And the two tops, genre ng love life ko, comes from Adventure and Never in the Morning.
They both say...
Adventure says, genre ng love life ko, true crime. Kasi, kung imbestigahan ako ng jowa ko, kala mo palagi ako may krimen na nagagawa sa kanya eh.
Siguro yung iba lang talaga, parang... I don't know why some people are so suspicious and so paranoid. So
well, either...
Maybe they experienced something kasi in the past that made them that way.
Pwedeng
or,
sa'yo, pwedeng sa mga ex.
Yeah.
Right.
They're kind of thinking that you're gonna do the same thing to them.
Well, mas deserve kung ikaw din yung gumawa nung kung bakit sila naging paranoid.
But
pero
if it was an ex,
medyo unfair kung kunyari it's more of like...
Wala namang basis sa'yo. Pero,
parang hindi naman ako yun eh. Sila naman yun eh. But then, of course, you tend to be like, all men are the same.
Oh, that'll be frustrating.
All women are the same. So, yun yung nakaka-frustrate kasi hindi naman ikaw yung may sala, di ba? And from Never in the Morning, genre ng love life ko, indie film.
Mm.
Kasi tuwing tinatanong ko siya kung mahal niya ako, ang sagot niya,
hindi.
Kaya, ang lungkot.
Ang sad naman. No?
Mahal mo ko?
Hindi.
Kaya, indie film. Okay, what about us? Okay, this should be interesting. Ako, I'd like to think it's ano. I'd like to think it's a Disney film.
Because?
Again, I'd like to think...
it's a Disney film.
That, you know, may happy ending. I mean, of course, that's the hope, right?
Yes,
that's the hope.
That
happily
ending.
Ever after.
Of course.
Diba? Happily ever
yan,
after.
Diba? Hindi, diba?
Yeah, so that's what
it's
you work
you
for.
How you handle things.
You work for the happy ending.
And sometimes... twice in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, imagine significant other cooks for you.
Mm.
And then cleans for you.
Mm.
Two happy endings.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Bakit naman ending agad? Wala, dapat walang ending na lang.
Oh, pwede rin, pwede rin. Isa ko pang sagot. It's ano, it's like Lawrence of Arabia or Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Kasi it's epic.
Oy.
Di ba pag yung mga sweeping vistas and like these wide angle shots tapos like hundreds of extras, they call it an epic, right? An epic film. So yun,
I guess mine is an irreverent rom-com. No, cause it's, well, I mean, we're constantly shading each other.
Di ba? Ah, okay.
A constant shade.
Pero meron ding aspect ng ano, di ba? Parang Viva Max.
Rarely.
Parang di ba may parang, mga Viva Max?
Sa ating dalawa kung gaano ka rare.
I cannot.
I think we have like, we can like fight over how many times a year.
Oh, with somebody.
Girl.
Okay. Oh, ikaw,
after
ikaw.
A few years. You know how it is.
Uy, tawan-tawa ako. There's this film, ano, speaking of. Tawan-tawa ako sa, ano, there's this one movie na I am unfamiliar with on one of the streaming sites. I think it's a, I don't know if it's Indian or, basta a from a different country. Tapos it's set in the desert. Parang kasi may mga camel, may mga ganyan. Alam mo title? Sand Job. Tawang-tawa. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
Sand Job.
You want me to look for it? I will show you. It's on the streaming site. And that's the title of the movie.
I think there's nothing wrong with the title of the movie. It's your minds. There's something wrong with the way we think.
So that's what my dad did with the the sandbox.
A sand job.
Like he had to put new sand in the sandbox.
Okay.
In Norway.
Did he have any help?
For my mom, yes.
Oh wow. No. I mean, yeah, great. Oh, no,
there! Oh, nakita mo na.
I think they took it out.
Or maybe you imagined that.
No! I promise you!
Are you sure it's that streaming platform?
Oh, yan, lumalabas yung ano. Oh, see? Iba pala. It's a different streaming site.
Wait, let's see. What's that?
Yan.
But it's not, it's called the...
Pero yan, oh, look. It says, oh.
Ah, the Grand Tour Season 5 is called
Sand Job. Kasi nga, it's in the desert. It's on the desert. Set in the desert. Okay. And, ikaw?
My genre, siguro war. Kasi number one, pasabog. Number two, there will be a winner. There will be a loser.
Ooh.
In the end, right? But whatever happens, I'm ready to fight.
Fight.
Oy.
Oh, diba?
Palaban siya, oh. Oh.
Of course.
Fighter. She's a fighter.
Mm-mm.
Parang ano, diba? Parang treat me like a war.
Treat me like a war.
Ay. Diba? So you're a war.
Yes.
A war genre.
We're all wars. Kasi lahat tayo ready to fight for love. Diba?
Ay, oo talaga. Oo. Talagang paglalaban
all
mo yan.
All is fair in love and war. And so
war.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. On that note. Let's
okay na.
Wrap it up.
Wrap
Thank
it up.
You for joining us on this Ride Wednesday. Don't worry, this goes on all day today. So 2000s, 2010s playlist. Rhea Rams is up next. And don't forget tonight, catch Gail for another version of OPM Riot from 7 to 9 p.m. And of course, we'll do that again next week, 7 to 9 a.m. on The Morning Rush. Thank you for hanging out with us. Don't forget at RX931 for us everywhere. Follow our socials. And again, in case you haven't heard the plug, the Radio 1 audition.
Oh, yes.
The ongoing.
Yes, for all the students out there.
I actually saw a few people who came to our singles party who are very interested
yes.
as well.
Ooh,
so
perfect.
Exciting.
So go join and yes, make sure to listen to the plug to find out how you can join. The audition.
Nice.
You can submit an audition video pretty much just like that. Submit it to the Radio 1 Facebook. Also, we are looking for a utility person / driver. If you want to work for Monster RX 93.1, send your application / CV to jobs@rx931.com. Professional driver's license required. Good luck and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.